You're listening to Cross Currents. From KLW News, I'm Hannah Baba. Earlier today, San Francisco's new mayor, London Breed, was sworn into office after an intense mayoral election.
Mayor of the city and county of San Francisco.
Mayor of the city and county of San Francisco.
And in a few months, there's another major race for mayor in Oakland. So who's on the ballot? KALW's Janae Darden is here with me to talk about that mayoral race. Hi, Janae.
Hi, Hannah.
So Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf is running for re-election. She has been shaking things up, not just locally, but also nationally with just challenging the Trump administration. Everybody knows about her now everywhere. So who is she up against?
Well, she's running against not one, not two, but 12 other candidates.
12.
12.
That's a lot of candidates. What issues do you think they'll campaign around?
Well, you know, there are a lot of changes happening in Oakland, and candidates are likely to definitely focus on what to do about housing. Mm-hmm. So the soaring real estate prices, they benefit the landlords and people in the real estate business, but many people are struggling when it comes to paying for housing or even business spaces.
Yeah.
So the city's economy is booming, but the scale of homelessness is also high in Oakland now. It's up 25%. Then there's development.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, the Oakland Planning Commission is going to vote on constructing an office building near 19th Street BART station with more square footage than San Francisco's Salesforce Tower.
That is extremely big.
Very, very big. It's called the East Line Project and would be one of the biggest developments in Oakland.
Where would that be?
19th Street, right near the 19th Street BART station.
Mm.
So if the Planning Commission and eventually and the City Council passes it, construction could start next year. So some people in Oakland, they welcome it because there's a shortage of office space in the city. But others say it's too much and it will cause housing and business rents to rise.
Mm.
Now, voters may look at candidates' position on this project to see where they stand on development in the city.
Right. So it's kind of early, but who are the candidates that are really out there and getting buzz?
It is very early, aside from Mayor Schaaf, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Probably who's, you know, getting a lot of buzz right now is, I would say, Kat Brooks. She's a very well-known activist in the community. She's been very outspoken against police violence and racial injustice. So she's already very visible and has been highly critical of the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Councilmember Rebecca Kaplan, who's also a very well-known councilperson.
Who ran for mayor before.
Yeah, yes, a couple of times and lost.
Yeah.
She's endorsing Brooks in this election, and that brought Kat Brooks even more attention.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the other candidates, they don't even have websites yet. But again, it's really early, so they may still be building their platform.
So what other races are you keeping an eye on in Oakland?
Well, the city council races are pretty interesting, too. District 6 in East Oakland and parts of the Oakland Hills is Councilwoman Desley Brooks' district. And a number of people are running for her seat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mayor Schaaf is actually endorsing one of her opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been some controversy surrounding her. A jury found that Councilwoman Brooks committed elder abuse against former Black Panther leader Elaine Brown during a 2015 altercation.
Uh-huh.
And they were arguing over a housing project in West Oakland. And Brooks pushed her.
Pushed her?
Mm-hmm. And so Brown and the city settled, and now the city has to pay about $2 million to Brown and her lawyer.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah, so, you know. And then recently, one of her former aides filed a claim that she verbally and physically abused them. So, but Brooks has been on the city council since 2002, and she was recently honored by a respected church in East Oakland, so she still has support. So it'll be interesting to see the turnout for that race.
And so anybody new coming up? That's interesting that you're following in the council elections.
Yes, a man named Kenzie Smith. Now, you might know him, Hannah, from the news story that went viral.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the Black men barbecuing at Lake Merritt when a white woman. Yes, that Black Twitter has now famously nicknamed Barbecue Becky called the police on them. And so Councilmember Rebecca Kaplan nominated him for Oakland's Park and Recreation Advisory Committee. But he filed to run for City Council District 2, which is in the Lake Merritt area.
Mm.
So that's another interesting race to look at.
Very interesting. We will all be following that. Lots of races to watch in Oakland.
Yes, and I'll be watching and I'll be interviewing candidates for mayor as we get closer to the election.
Okay, keep us posted.
Thanks.
Thanks, Janae.